This is an interview for the Shoe Workers Oral History Project at Museum LA. The date is Friday, April 10th, 2009, and I'm here at the museum with Vernon Daigle, and this is Andrea Lumgier. Vern, could you start just by giving me your full name?
Vernon Roger Daigle. Yeah.
And where were you born?
In Fort Kent, Maine.
And what was your date of birth?
3/4/1936.
And so you were born in Fort Kent. Were your parents from there, or had they emigrated from Canada?
Nope, they were both born in Fort Kent. Yeah.
And what were their names?
Omer Daigle and Eva Daigle, Dumont Daigle. Yeah.
And what did they do for work up in Fort Kent?
Lumberjack.
Oh,
my
yes.
Dad was a lumberjack, and my mother used to be a cook for the lumber camps. Okay.
And how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have 9 brothers and 5 sisters. Yeah, a big family.
So your mother was used to cooking for a large number of people.
Yes, sir. Yeah. We were a big family, 9 boys. We had a heck of a time. Yeah.
What was it like in Aroostook County, way up north?
Well, when I left there, I was 7 years old to move to Lewiston. And I don't recall too much. But up north.
So your parents moved to Lewiston?
Yeah, they moved to Lewiston to go work at BIW during the war. They went to work, build ships or whatever, mom and dad. Yeah.
Was that unusual for your mother to work at BIW at that time, or did they need everybody?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody that would pick up bolts and nuts and rivets, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. So they both worked at BIW for several years, I guess, something like that.
And then when the war was over, did they go into doing other things?
No, my dad went back in the woods, and my mother stayed home and take care of the kids. Yeah.
Well, where did you fall within the, is it 15 kids or 14?
14 kids, yeah.
Where were you? Were you in the middle, the older?
I'm a little bit about the middle of the boys.
Yeah.
There was, but you want me to name them? Yeah, with Norman ahead of me, Morris, Reno, Donald, and one of them died after Donald, and then it was me. I was a six boy. Yeah. So, but I still say the 50s was the best time of the year, the best time of my life.
Why was that?
How could I put it? Everything was better. You know what I mean? You were closer to everybody. I mean, you were closer to everybody, and I don't know. It seemed to have more fun in the 50s. I was younger.
Yeah, you would have been in your late teens and early 20s?
36, 46, 56.
56, you would have been 20.
I'd have been about 20. Yeah, 20 years old. And I got married at 21. Yeah, 21. My wife was 19. Yeah.
And how many children did you, the two of you have?
I have 2 wonderful kids.
Yeah.
I have a son, Jimmy, and a daughter, Sandra. Yeah, 2 beautiful kids.
And so you moved to Lewiston at the age of 7.
Yeah.
What area of Lewiston did you live?
It's right next to Lincoln Street. It's a Cross Street, they used to call it. Cross Street, and then there's Lincoln Street. We stayed there for, maybe 20 some odd years, and then we moved on Chestnut Street, right above Emil Lacasse Bakery.
Yeah,
we moved there. Yeah.
So, what was Lewiston like at that time, being a kid? What did you do?
Ride my bike. Those days, there was a lumber yard. They used to call it Yard of Skinner. It's a White's Lumber used to pile their wood over there. And that's where we used to go play all the time. White's Lumber Yard. It was right next to the Enniskagen River. And that's where we used to go make some camps in there, play cowboys, and it was fantastic. Yeah.
Were there lots of other kids in the neighborhood
that you could play with? Oh, yeah. A lot of kids. There was a lot of kids, yeah. Like the Levesque, Dumont, Boutard, Pluitt. Unbelievable, yeah.
And at that time, did you get everywhere, most places, walking, or did you your family have a car?
Nope, my family didn't have a car. My father never drove. And my mother, if I remember right, she did when she was younger. And the only thing we had was a pedal bike, and sometimes my brother would have an old car or something like that. Yeah.
And so where did you buy your food? Were there stores nearby? How did that work?
Well, at the time, there was, I'm trying to think, the name of the store was on the corner of Lincoln and Chestnut. Roy Supermarket. That's where we used to trade. We used to get it on credit, you know what I mean? And pay it when we could. Yeah. And there was another store, too, across the street. I really don't remember the name of it, though. No.
So you could walk there and buy your groceries?
Oh, yeah, it was right there. Yeah. Not more than 500 feet away. I mean, it was right next door. And where we used to live on Chestnut Street, it used to be like Cass Bakery, okay? And I used to go wash the floors and this and that, and he'd pay me some pies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And how old, do you remember how old you were when you did that?
15, 16, yeah, whatever. And then I quit school to go work in Rutland, Vermont, in the woods with my dad and two of my brothers, Don and Stanley.
You did that for a couple of years?
Done it for about 3 years. And then I went to work in the shoe shop. No, I'm sorry. I went to work at a body shop first.
Body shop? Okay.
Yeah, I worked at the Prospect Hill Garage for, I'd say, maybe 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. And then my brother-in-law, Bud Ritchie, showed me how to hand sew. And then I became a hand sewer. Mm-hmm. And I loved every moment of it.
Now, did you work in the mill before?
When I was 18, yeah. I worked in the mill when I was 18.
And what did you do at the mill?
I used to work in one and two weave room. I used to change they used to call it the warp, those big, big rolls there. I used to go get them way on the corner of Main Street, and it would be like a little horse that I would push. Sometime I'd have to push it all the way to Chestnut Street, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I liked it, yeah. I've done that for several years.
So what was the first shoe shop that you went to, do you remember?
My first shoe shop was Koss Shoe, and I didn't work there long. And then I went to Billing Shoe as a tacker. I used to tack in the soles and all that. And I used to, at that time, the hand sewing threads, you had to hackle them by hand. Maybe there was 1,000 little needles, and you'd put them on your wrist and you'd hackle them to make the end so you could put a needle on it. So I'd done that at Belmont for a couple of years. And then I used to bring some old shoes home and I'd practice the hand sew.
And you said your brother was the first one to show you how.
My brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
Yeah, Bud Ritchie.
Okay.
My brother-in-law. Yeah.
And what was it? Do you remember what it was that he taught you, that helped you become such a good hand sewer?
The basic of it. You know what I mean? Hand sewing is like an art. You know what I mean? You're gonna be good at it. Oh, you're not going to be good at it. And I don't know if he taught me well, whatever, but I was pretty good at it, and I loved it. And like I say, the money was good, and I had hardly no education. I came out of school in fourth grade, so, and that's going to be my life, so I think I was very good at it.
Over time, did you get better and better? Were there techniques that you...
No, I say once you hit the peak, that's about it. I mean, that's about it right there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like I say, I loved it. I loved the job and I loved the work. And I could do it without, how could I put it? I could do my job and talk to you just like I'm doing now. You know what I mean? Some people, they got to stop to talk. You know what I mean? And I didn't have to stop. I kept on working and whatever.
Mm-hmm. So how did you make good money? It was piecework, right?
Right. The more shoe you sold, the more money you made. You know what I mean? if some guys would do was say 24 pairs, I would do 36. You know what I mean? Without sweating. I would just how can I put it? I was just good at it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And did you, in some ways, make your own hours, or what was your work day like?
We all had the same hours from 7 to 3:30 mostly, 7 in the morning to 3:30. Yeah, it was mostly 8 hours a day. I mean, so everybody would work 8 hours a day.
And you said there were a lot of hand sewers at Billings. How many do you recall?
First, I remember right, we were 128 hand sewers. If I remember right.
That's a lot.
And at Belmont, I would say we were about the same thing at Belmont 2 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. And like I say, I mostly started at Belmont. And I got fired over there. I had an argument with this guy. And the guy was bad. I mean, usually when you go get your work, you take the first case in line. Okay? This guy would go and you take the one you want. So I had an argument with him, and the owner heard about it because him and the owner were chip. So the owner told Louis Talon to get rid of me because I had an argument with this guy. I don't want to name him, but and Louis came. I'm sorry, Vern. You had an argument with so-so? I said yes. He said, "Well, Izzy told me to get rid of you." No, no problem. No problem. And half an hour later, I was working the healthcare rack out in Auburn. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
And hand sewers, were they in high demand? Could you go from one shop to another pretty easily?
Very high demand. Very high. You know what I mean?
Good hand sewers.
Well, good, yeah. Anyone, really, because there was so much work, right? There was so much work, so you could jump from one job to the other if you wanted to. You know what I mean? But, like I say, I stayed at Billings Shoe for opening day to closing day. Yeah, because we started building shoe. We were three guys that started nighttime. Myself, Paul Burby, and Roger LaRue. We had started building shoe on Washington Street in Auburn. And at the time, he didn't have no name. So we used to call it Charlene. And after a while, then it got big enough, so we moved it. At Bates Mill, and I'm sorry, not Bates, Hill Mill, Hill Mill. We moved at Hill Mill, and I was there for 28 years. Yeah, yeah. And to me, it was a very good job. Yeah.
Now, who was the owner of Billings?
Jerry Feinstein.
Yeah.
Jerry Feinstein. Yeah. And I met him 3 weeks ago. I met him at the Auburn Mall. He walks around at the Auburn Mall. You must be close to 90, Jerry. So I went and I hollered at him. Hi, Jerry. Hi, Vern. So I went over. And he came to check out. I said, nope. I hugged him instead. Because he lost his wife 4 months after I did. So he was crying too. So we hugged each other. And very nice guy. Yeah. Very nice guy. Yeah.
So he was pretty easy to work for.
I think so. I think so. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. It was reasonable. It was reasonable. And a couple of years ago, I was walking the mall with my wife, and Jerry was walking. So we went and see him. So he told my wife, Jackie. Matter of fact, my wife passed away a year ago. So he told my wife, said, no, this guy over here made me a lot of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was okay, Jerry. Yeah, it was okay. So when he retired, he closed the shop. I went and work at, was it Kohlheim? I went to work at Kohlheim for several years.
And how were they to work for?
Fantastic. Very good. Yeah, they were very good. Yeah, they were very good. And the only thing that a lot of us didn't care for, we had to have a break every so often to make exercise.
Yeah. So your muscles, your hands.
Yeah, a lot of them care for that, but you got to do what you got to do, right? So like I say, I worked there, and then Mike Valancourt started the Main Shoe, started another business. So I went to work at Main Shoe with Mike, start his business. I was there a couple, several, 3 years, we'll say. And something happened, so I left there and I went back to Kohan. Yeah. And all these years while I was sewing, there was a little shoe shop on Lisbon Street. You used to call it Jean Shoe. I used to go right there almost every night to sew maybe 6 to 12 pairs every night. I've done that for almost 15 years. Yeah. So if I wanted to buy something, I'd go over there and make the money, whatever, and then I'd buy what I want. Yeah, I worked at Jean Shoe for quite a while on Lisbon Street. Yeah. Usually there were maybe a dozen guys working there part-time, whatever. Yeah. And like I say, I met a lot of good guys hand sewing. Yeah, some were good guys, to be honest with you. And there was a couple of guys that were fast, but I wasn't worried about them. You know what I mean? Like there was Danny Dufault was a very good sewer, young, and Dick Tamouche, Richard Modern Woodsman, Dick Tamouche, he was quite a good sewer too. Yeah, and like I say, I could name 100 of them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, I could name 100 of them. Yeah.
What did people who worked sewing shoes together? Did you go out and socialize together?
Oh,
at all?
Unbelievable!
Can you tell me about that part of it? Because I think that's interesting to, from a history point of view.
Yeah.
If that's a social aspect.
Yeah, well, when you were working at LK Record, we used to leave there Friday afternoon, and there was a little bar room next door. I don't remember the name of it. We used to get together there and have a few, 2-3 beers, and play pool, and at Billing, we used to leave Billing and go at the 20M Club. The 20M, we used to go to 20M, play pool, and have a few beers. And we went at Billing Shoe, we went on a lot of trips deep sea fishing. We used to get a bunch of guys, get together, and rent a boat, and go deep sea fishing. Yeah, and a bunch of guys. Larry Bossett, John Boilau. Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, we used to go deep sea fishing. And some guys were so damn sick, it was unbelievable. Yeah. So, it's a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of things, to be honest with you. Yeah. And then, like, Friday afternoon, at the time, I had a Harley, and me, this other guy, would take off, and we'd go eat at Tabor's, a Lake Auburn, have a lobster roll, and then come back to work. Yeah, unbelievable.
When you're thinking about the time you grew up in Lewiston and sort of the atmosphere of the town, and you look back on it and look at it today, what has changed? How has Lewiston changed?
Well, first of all, I was brought up on Lincoln Street, roughly. Okay, now Lincoln Street is gone. Everything's gone. There's no more buildings, no more houses, nothing on Lincoln Street. Very, very, change. You know what I mean? Change.
Right. It looks more industrial than...
It looks empty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all parking lots and parking lots and parking lots. You know what I mean? It's empty. It's empty. And like I say, well, they were old buildings, so they had to go down sooner or later. And I remember years ago when we moved in Lewiston on Lincoln Street, when the canal comes down, there used to be two buildings, half in the canal. I mean, built half in the canal. But it's unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. And this guy Burgon had a store in there, so he had a store there. Half of it was on the canal. And the Guimont, they used to live upstairs too. A bunch of Guimonts. It changed. And years ago, when the water from the mill used to go across Lincoln Street, there used to be so much foam, that it would cover the road on Lincoln Street.
Wow.
Yeah, it would cover foam, would cover the road on Lincoln Street. Yeah.
And that has changed in a good way.
yes. That changed a lot. Yeah. And our best little hangout was like we used to go to Simona's. Eat some hot dogs.
Yeah.
Some owners from used to go to the park. Every Sunday night, there used to be a band in the park. We used to go in the park.
Kennedy Park?
Yep.
Yeah.
Kennedy Park, yeah, just be a band there, just go have a ball there. It'd be Sunday night, you know what I mean? It's beautiful. And like I say, I'm in here and it still smells the milk. Oh, it'll never change. The smell is here to stay. Yeah. Yeah.
Does that bring back memories?
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. I used to work at the second shift. I used to get out of work about 11 o'clock at night. And you used to get 3-4 guys, buy a 6-pack of beer, and go to Leeds and park in the big field and watch the deer. Sometimes there's been 20, 30 deer right around us. You used to be quiet and watch them in Leeds. Yeah. That was beautiful. Yeah, it was very nice. And then on the way home, sometimes we stop at a big cornfield and steal some corn. And the worst part, it was cow corn. But it was still something good to eat. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, was Peck's department store still here?
Yeah, that's the only place where Santa Claus came, if I remember right. Santa Claus used to come at Peck's, if I remember right. Yeah, which I never went to see much, but. Yeah, Peck was here. JCPenney's, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And Woodwork store. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you think I've missed or is important to add to what we're talking about today?
Well, like I say, years ago, the future of Lewiston and Auburn was shoe shops and mills. That was the future. And now it's gone. There's only, right now, there's only one shop left. They call it Allen Inman. And if I'm not mistaken, I think there's only 3 or 4 hand sewers left. Mm-hmm. And that's it, my dear. That's it. There's nothing else that I... And like I say, growing up, We had good times on that pedal bike. And sometimes my brother Larry, the one you talk to, he steal my bike. I catch him, boot his fanny. You know what I mean? Because he was about 7 years younger than I. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And like I say, the family were closer then.
So you had a big, close family.
Yeah, here. Oh, yeah. You had a big, close family. And it was fantastic. You know what I mean? Yeah, like I say, I hate a lot of soup and beans. Oh, yeah, those days, yeah.
Did your mother have any traditional Canadian dishes that you remember growing up with?
No, not really. Because like I say, we were pretty damn poor, so we really didn't have much, you know what I mean? And the best thing I loved the most is when I had 2 of my brothers that used to play guitar and sing. Matter of fact, 3, even Larry. And you sit down there and sing there, and that was fantastic. You know what I mean? Yeah, that was fantastic. Play the guitar. Yeah. And it was life. It was life. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome. Yeah.